Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by John Lindo in just 1 minute. We've got a very big card on tap for this weekend. Jake, I'm getting a pretty bad echo. If you can work on that, we'll try to get that worked out. We have an excellent card this weekend. Santa Anita, 9 races today. The Grade 3 Honeymoon is the feature. That's for 3-year-old fillies. We also have a great card at Churchill Downs today. 11 races, 6 of them stakes races. The Stephen Foster preview card. We are 1 week in front of the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga next Saturday, and that's going a mile and a quarter, of course, at Saratoga, and their 4-day racing festival starts on Thursday. So to talk about all that and some of the stuff we saw last weekend, let's bring in my regular co-host, John Lindo. Good morning, John.
Yeah, we got a 9-race card at Santa Anita, but some big racing elsewhere, too, including 6 stakes races at Churchill Downs and nothing in New York this week. They're dark waiting for the Saratoga meet next week.
Well, John, we saw some real star power last Monday at Santa Anita. It started with a maiden in the 8th race, and then we had grade 1s and grade 2s to finish out the card. So let's kind of recap what we saw on that great Memorial Day card on Monday.
Well, let's start, I guess, in chronological order. We'll go to race 8 on Monday. That was a maiden race with the debut of Eagle's Flight. This is the half-brother to Flight Line, the champion Flight Line, and he's by Curlin. He was getting a lot of attention and a lot of hype going into his debut. Didn't really break sharp. He was outrun pretty much early. I thought Flavie and Pratt did a nice job of working Eagle's Flight off the rail down the backside. When he was able to split horses around the turn and get into the clear, he ranged up on the leaders, and he's a little bit green, kind of trying to lug in a little bit down the lane, but he pulled away for a very handy win. It looks like the kind of horse, and again, the breeding dictates that as well, that he's going to be better going 2 turns. But with a good, solid debut, he got plenty of seasoning with the trip he had in that debut. And John Sadler has another good one on his hands here. We'll have to see where he resurfaces next. I'm going to assume that'll be a Del Mar, and right now I would guess the further the better for Eagle's Flight.
Yeah, he was impressive, John. I thought he overcame a lot, drawn inside, lived up to the hype. And then we turned to the Gamely, which was race 9, and we saw a comebacker trained by Leonard Powell come back and get the money there.
And that was the filly Anisette, who was coming off a win in the Grade 1 American Oaks. That was way back on opening day of the winter meet at Santa Anita, December 26th. Got a little freshening in between, came back in the Grade 1 Gamely. Got a good trip in here by Umberto Rispoli, sitting about mid-pack early, and was able to work out again, turning for home off the rail a little bit, found a clear path, and just out-finished a very game Olivia Miralda coming in from the East Coast for William Walden, the trainer there. But Anisette gets the job done by a half a length, a mile and an eighth, and a very fast 146.9. It'll be interesting to see her path. We know the Breeders' Cup filly, Amer Turf, is a mile and three-eighths. So will she go longer down at Del Mar? Will she cut back in distance? You know, you have the John C. maybe is the big filly Amer race down there. But a really solid return, a three-time grade winner now, a three-time grade one winner, Anisette for Leonard Powell.
Hollywood Gold Cup was up next, and surprise, surprise, Bob Baffert ran 1-2 in there, Mr. Fisk over Reincarnate.
Yeah, and Mr. Fisk, you know, he is a horse that's getting better the further they run. The first time in a mile and a quarter here, sat off the pace of Reincarnate, his stablemate. When he was ready, he just kind of wore down the leader down the lane, pulled away for the victory, did not come back to be unsaddled. He had to be vanned off. Unfortunately, he suffered a congealer fracture in the race, had surgery on Tuesday. The prognosis looks good. I don't know yet. It's a little early about, you know, what his future racing career holds, but he's not in any life-threatening situation. A really solid win for a horse that was getting better and better, and it's a shame because these long-distance races right now are a little bit light. He looked like a horse that was going to be a major player this fall.
Closed out with the Shoemaker Mile, a mile on the turf. A horse I was very high on, John, and this horse really should be undefeated on turf, Johannes for Tim Yakteen. He got the money, and this no telling where he's going, John. He's one of the top milers in the country, and I think they're going to point for the mile and an eighth, Eddie Reed at Del Mar.
Right, Johannes had a miserable trip at Churchill Downs before hitting the sidelines, came back on Monday, and this is a horse that's tactical. There was a very fast pace in the Shoemaker Mile. He was able to sit just off the leaders, ranged up around the turn, and he finished really strong because they were coming home in a hurry. Fantastic again for trainer Wesley Ward, was in front and never gave it up. He fought all the way down the lane. Johannes was best, the mile and 133 flat. That's racehorse time. And it looks like he might stretch out in the Eddie Reed. He's never been a mile and eighth before. That's the distance of the Eddie Reed. And that'll be interesting, but right now, looking at that, how he did this and what we've seen before, Bob, I think he's the best turf horse in California, and we'll see how far he wants to run.
Some interesting news came out of Louisiana this week, John. Their racing commission has loosened the rules on a lot of the drug regulations down there, including clenbuterol, which is now has a 72, can be given within 72 hours of race day. Louisiana is a non-HISA regulated state, and this to me was all very bizarre. John, what did you make of this?
This kind of came out of left field to me, Bob, and it has a lot of impact on a lot of different parts of horse racing. Like you said, the state of Louisiana is not governed by the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, HISA, and they've been using the Association of Racing Commissioners International Rules, the RC Rules, which had the withdrawal time of clenbuterol is 14 days. Well, they've now moved it up to 72 hours. You can run on that. And it doesn't make any sense to me, Bob, for a lot of reasons. Number one, those horses coming out of Louisiana, if they're going to go to other states to race, you know, you're going to go back to those HISA regulations, and you cannot run once you use clenbuterol under the HISA rules until the tests show the drug is no longer in the system. Well, we've shown with the follicle testing at Los Alamitos that this that clenbuterol can stay in the system of a horse maybe up to 6 months. So you basically, if you're using that, you're going to have to stay in Louisiana. And it also has implications on the Kentucky Derby. You have major prep races like the Risen Star and the Louisiana Derby on a track owned by Churchill Downs, trying to get to Churchill Downs for the first Saturday in May. We're going to have to see what kind of you know, rules or regulations. Maybe CDI will put in some house rules regarding their major three-year-old prep races down at the fairgrounds in the wintertime. I know a lot of the trainers are unhappy about it because a lot of guys go to fairgrounds for winter, and then they go out of town to go on to the next circuit for when fairgrounds ends. Well, a lot of those guys will now be at a disadvantage if they stay with the HISA regulations for their horses, and some of the local horsemen that are there year-round will use some of the more aggressive rules that are being allowed now in Louisiana. So you've got an unlevel playing field, implications in the Derby and major three-year-old races, and a lot of horsemen that may opt to go elsewhere during the wintertime instead of fairgrounds, which is a great place to train. I mean, that main track has a great reputation for getting horses ready for the rest of the year. So we'll see where this falls out, but this looked like a step backwards to me. And, you know, talking about HISA, we're very critical about them, but I agree with them that we should have uniform medication rules. I just don't like the rollout that they've been putting on where they're suspending guys without the due process. That's what bothers me. So it's not that the uniform medication rules don't make sense. It's how they're implicating and putting those rules in play that bother me.
John, let's talk about today at Santa Anita. First post at 1 p.m. for a 9-race card. The feature race goes as the 7th race. It's for 3-year-old fillies going a mile and 1/8 on the turf. It's the Honeymoon. How'd you see that one?
This is a pretty wide-open stakes race. I tell you what, Bob, the favorite on the morning line, let me pull my morning line out here, is 5-2 on number 3, Faith Understood. This is a filly that was entered in the regret stakes today at Churchill Downs. They enter before Santa Anita does. And when she drew the outside post, they scratched her today, and they came out to California for this race. So this is an audible by them, and she comes off a good second in the Memories of Silver at Aqueduct in April. But this wasn't really the first choice. I'm wondering, you know, is she vulnerable having to ship it last minute and come out to California? She's got tactical speed. I'm going to lean toward number 7, Shiloh's Mistress, who tried the turf for the very first time in the Providencia Stakes at Santa Anita. She set a very soft pace, but she was really tough to pass. She got beat a nose by Maduro, who is a very good filly for trainer Pete Erton. But she ran a super race that day, going the distance of today's race at mile and 1/8. She's got tactical speed and outside post. If somebody else wants to go, she can track. I'm going to give her a little bit of an edge there. Faith Understood, if she runs her best race, she's going to have a big look. And you have Sea Dancer, who has 2 wins, including 1 at the mile and 1/8 distance on the Santa Anita turf. The thing for me here, Bob, and Sea Dancer, is that both of her wins came racing with Lasix, and in the stakes races at Santa Anita, no Lasix allowed. So you have to wonder, will the medication change bother her? But it's a wide open race, a tough way to close out today's Coast to Coast Pick 5.
The Lindo Report appears every racing day at the South Point. So why don't you tell us, first of all, give us some information on the South Point. Steve Johnson does such a great job up there, and it'll be a great week to get up there with that Saratoga Racing Festival starting. So how about getting the phone number out and a Santa Anita selection from you. Last week, you gave us Shady Tiger at 660 in the Snow Chiefs. So let's do it again, John.
If you want to get out to the South Point Hotel, the number is 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. Ask how you can get your Thoroughbred L.A. horse players rate. Getting warm out there, the pool works at the South Point, so you'll be in good shape inside or out. And as far as a play today, let's go to race four at Santa Anita, Bob. In the fourth race, number six, Man Overboard, has had two career dirt sprints. He's won them both. Gets back on the dirt today, a little drop in class, and an outside post. I think he works out a good stocking trip in here, 4-1 on the program. Number six, Man Overboard, race number four at Santa Anita. And, Bob, I want to get a couple things from you. We're going to get a play from you as well. But, you know, a guy that you got a chance to meet last summer passed away this week, and that's the sportscaster and UCLA Bruin icon, Bill Walton.
Yeah, I did get a chance to meet him, John. Last summer when George Hicker had his birthday party down there in the Chicago concert, Bill Walton was there. I got a chance to shake hands with him and chat for a minute. He got up and played the bongos with Chicago. He loved music, obviously, the Grateful Dead, and he was a Deadhead. If people don't know Bill Walton more than being kind of a wacky commentator, he was one hell of a basketball player, John, especially when he was in college. Maybe after Kareem Jabbar, probably the most dominant college player in history. Two NCAA championships, two NCAA championship, three-time player of the year, had an 88-game win streak at UCLA. His sophomore and junior year, those teams were undefeated. Two NBA championships, including late in his career with the Boston Celtics. So just a unbelievably great basketball player, and he is certainly going to be missed. John, we also want to promote next week. We are going to be out at the Derby Room broadcasting live for our show on Belmont Day, and you and I will both be giving out our selection sheets for free to all customers out at the Derby Room. So we're looking forward to getting out there.
Right. There's an early start. I think it goes about 7:45 Pacific time for the Belmont card that day. Come on out early. We'll be broadcasting live, and then we'll stick around and play some races. Come by and say hi, and like you said, the Linda Report and your sheet from Bob Ike will be available to all the customers out there. So let's see if we can get lucky. I'll be doing a Linda Report not only for Santa Anita, but I'll be doing that Saratoga meet the 4 days next week as well.
And then, John, I made selections today on my sheet, BobIkePicks.com, and today's RacingDigest.com. It's races 5, 8, and 9, $144 in the late pick 5. And I'm going to go to one of those races today, the 8th race, which is a maiden 50 cowbred race. My selection is going to be number 3, Big Baby, who comes back for Mark Glatt. Been away since July, but comes back for a tag. Looks like he's trained extremely well. And you get Frazu to ride, one of the leading riders here at the meet. So my radio play is race 8, number 3, Big Baby. Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Scott Shapiro and Bruce Finkelstein. That'll be the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. You're listening to a Saturday edition on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we would love for you to come out to Santa Anita Park this weekend as we will feature three big stakes races. Today we have the Grade 3 Honeymoon Stakes and the big Grade 2 Triple Bend Stakes. Tomorrow we will feature the $100,000 Desert Stormer. Great special events are lined up as well this weekend, like the Dragon Boat Festival today and tomorrow. Join us in the infield for cultural food stands, stage performances, Chinese costumes, and dragon boat races. Those races are run on land, and they are extremely fun to watch. Next week, we will host the Wine, Place, and Show event, curated by Smorgasbord Los Angeles, and the ever-popular Fiesta de Santa Anita. You can see all the great entertainment on tap over at santaanita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until June 16th. The top jockeys, the top trainers, fun dragon boat racing, and world-class horse racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races and restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative breeders and owners awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, we forgot to mention in the first segment that you will be filling in for Mike Willman tomorrow.
Yeah, Mike, it's a well-deserved day off. So Thoroughbred LA on Sunday from 8 to 10, I'm going to be the host. And we'll be looking a lot at what's going to happen at Saratoga next week. I'm going to have Dave Grenick from Daily Racing Form on. He's the New York correspondent for DRF, and we'll get the updates on probables for the Belmont and all the undercard. And from a West Coast perspective, I'm going to talk to Brad Free from Daily Racing Form about who might be going out for that festival from Santa Anita. So a lot going on there. I'll get you on there to talk a little bit as well. So that'll be from 8 to 10 tomorrow.
That sounds good, John. Happy to come on. Also, let's mention the Coast to Coast races today, John.
Coast to Coast races at Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. It starts with Santa Anita Race 3. Then you go to Gulfstream Park Race 10, Santa Anita Race 5, the final race at Gulfstream Park Race 11, and then we finish up with that tough race, the Honeymoon Stakes. So it's a good sequence today for the Coast to Coast Pick 5.
And let's also talk about Cowbred of the Week, John. Grand Slam Smile came down and got the job done for Steve Specht and Connections. Tell us about it.
Right. She won the $125,000 Mel Air Stakes last Saturday. Grand Slam Smile is by Smiling Tiger out of the Grand Slam Mare Royal Grand Slam, owned and bred by Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams, trained by Steve Specht. The Northern California Connections come down and get the candy at Santa Anita. She now has 5 wins from 7 lifetime starts, and that $75,000 winner share puts her earnings over $400,000. And how about honorable mentions to some of the other stakes winners on that Gold Rush card? How about the Thor's Echo Stakes winner, the Chosen Bronze, who you know we love? Snow Chief Stakes winner, Shady Tiger, Franz Valentine Stakes winner, Stay and Scam, and the Crystal Water Stakes won by Kings River Knight. Some really good cowbreds last Saturday at Santa Anita.
Yeah, good stuff. John, let's bring in Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. Some news yesterday pertaining to the upcoming Belmont that Fierceness is going to skip the race and be pointed to the Haskell. So what do you think led up to that, Schapper?
Who knows? You know, it's an interesting conversation. No surprise at Fierceness. You know, the Todd Fletcher plan is never really to go to the Preakness unless you win the Derby. No surprise he skipped that. But now I'm hearing that he needs more time, 5 weeks after an underwhelming performance in the Derby. Is underwhelming, you know. We'll see how it goes. Looking for the Haskell, they say, on July 20th. We'll see if that happens. But as a horse player, kind of horse I was looking forward to taking a chance against at Saratoga and the Belmont. So disappointing, but hopefully the horse is okay.
Well, you guys have a great card at Churchill. I know you're looking at very intently today, six stakes races. So, John Lindo, why don't you jump in and get Schapper's analysis of one of those stakes?
Well, Scott, I know you did a lot of work for ExpressBet on that pick five sequence involving all those stakes races. The race I wanted you to preview for us is the grade three Blame. That goes as race 10 on the card. We've got three late scratches, number four, Uncle Jake, number seven, Classic Causeway, and number 10, Five Star General. They're out. That still leaves a field of eight, and it's a wide open race to me, so I need a little help.
Yeah, this is the local prep, John, for the Stephen Foster, the big event on the closing weekend. And we did have a late scratch, a big one at that, in number five, Tappet Trice, who was set to make his four-year-old debut after a third-place effort last season at Travers. So he's out, so we're down to seven. I think the race does go through Highland Falls. He's been a little bit of a late bloomer. It's only six starts thus far in his career, but comes off a career-best effort in finishing second in the Grade 2 Oakland Handicap in Arkansas to Skippy Longstocking, who ran well, has a serious class edge on the majority of this field, and showed a little bit more speed that day. Now, with Tappet Trice out, Dreamlight, the Fletcher that's likely to take the most money. This one just one for eight, but 4 seconds, and has run some really fast races. He's likely to be there at the wire. From a gambling perspective, I think Cagliostro is the play. This is a horse I've been a fan of for a while, but it took him a little while to figure things out mentally. I thought his first effort as a four-year-old, an allowance of Eddie Keeneman, showed a newfound professionalism. Dorita Bo and her barn have been going great. She added the blinkers that day, and he stalked just off the pace. I think he should be able to work out a similar trip off of Luckily Lone Speed Frosted Departure. But it's Cagliostro and Highland Falls for me in here, and a little bit disappointed. Was looking to play against Tappet Trice.
Schapper, isn't this the second time Tappet Trice has been scratched? I think he was scratched on Derby weekend, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was scratched out of the Ali Sheba in that race, which I thought at the time, and maybe it was because of the off-track situation. Maybe they're presuming that, but the late scratch to me, I don't know. I don't have any information, but maybe a bet scratch.
Well, you've got 11 to choose from today at Churchill, so where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, let's go to race five. It's the last leg of the early pick five, also in that middle pick five. And I like number 10, Tweetster. This is a first-level allowance event for three-year-old fillies at the one-turn mile. Third career start for Norm Cassie. Was impressive on debut at Oaklawn on March 29th, winning by 6 1/4 length on debut, and then chased a couple of good horses over a sloppy track on the Oaks undercard, actually the race after the Oaks, and finished third. I think this filly gets a really good trip here, should really relish the added ground. So I'll go with number 10, Tweetster, in the fifth. And we're going to play a little exact. I think number 3, Wonder Ride, is the other one that will be there, 5-1 for Kenny McPeak. So 10-3 in race 5 at Churchill.
Appropriately named for Schapper, Tweetster, because he's very active on Twitter, at ScottSchapp34. I know you got a lot going on today. And so we'll try to get Tweetster home as you tweet out all day long today, Schapper.
Sounds good, Iker. Thanks, buddy. You guys have a good day. Good luck.
All right.
We'll talk next.
That was Scott Shapiro, and let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing great, and we wanted you to also look at one of these stakes races at Churchill. It's the Regret. How'd you see this one?
I'm going to go favorite long shot. The horse on the rail is hard to deny here, and that's Wait to Be Marie, who ran on, I guess that would be Kentucky Oaks Day in the Edgewood Stakes. And she stalked from about a 3 or 4 wide position, looked like a winner at the eighth pole. She got the lead, was opening up, and even though she lost by a half length, she got nailed in about the last jump by Dynamic Pricing, a horse of the Chad Brown barn. She draws a better post today. If there's a little give in the surface, not a problem. She did run well without Lasix last time out, which seems to be a factor these days. Kind of versatile. She can go to the lead. She can sit a little bit off the pace. She's the obvious way to go. I think she's going to get bet pretty good here. The other horse that's interesting, though, is a long shot, the 9 Pinup Betty, who's gotten very good since switching to two turns on the grass. From a visual, she may have had the best last race when breaking maiden here back in May, about 3 weeks ago. She dominated late in that race. Now, she does come back without Lasix today. She's jumping up in class, but I don't think this field came up all that strong. She rates a look here, too. So let's go with the 1, Way to Be Marie. She's the reliable sort, but kind of the newcomer in here. The 9 Pinup Betty is a horse I'm very interested in.
And that is the 9th race at Churchill, the Regret, a mile and an eighth on the turf course. And John Lindo, we have the Golden Hour bets back, and I know you want to jump in with Bruce and get some Golden Gate opinion.
Bruce, it's the penultimate week for Golden Gate Racing. Yep. After this weekend and next, that is it. We're done up there, and it's kind of sad for me, but we do have the Golden Hour sequence and bets for today, tomorrow, and then next weekend. So do you have anything for me yet, whether it be in the Golden Hour sequence at Golden Gate races 7 or 8 or anything else earlier on the card?
Yeah. Let's do a Golden Hour double between Golden Gate and Santa Anita. Let's go with the finale at both tracks. The 8th race is a straight maiden race at a mile, and the horse that really interests me is the 5, Goodbye Dow. Now, his last race was on grass. He had never tried grass before. Kind of a clunker. Didn't really run much. Kind of willing to forgive that race. However, in its last race in mid-March, this horse was gelded previous to that race and ran the best race of its career. It was coming on late to finish a fairly strong second behind the 1-2 shot, Grow Goo. He's back on the main track today. There's 4 sprinters stretching out. Some of the horses that are routers also have speed. I think this is a great setup for him. Perfect conditions. Race 8, let's go with the 5. Goodbye Dow, 7-2 on the morning line.
And you want to hook that up with something down here, right?
Yeah. Let's go to the 9th race. And I kind of like what Ron Ellis does with the 6 horse, Rugula. This is a horse that's won both routing and sprinting, but I really think she could be more effective two-turning. 2 of her 3 wins come two-turning, and I know it was back in November, but I loved her win at Del Mar back in November because the pace was sizzling, and she laid up close and still won pretty comfortably. She's back routing today after a few sprint races. No one of her type speed to run with her. I think she can relax here and be long gone at a bettable price. So in race 9, like the 6 horse, Rugula, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
All right, so we get a couple selections from Bruce, and of course part of the Golden Hour double, so that's great stuff. And Bruce, tell us what's available for today, and then I want to backtrack and know about your stuff coming up for the Saratoga Festival. So what's available at betonbruce.com today?
Full card at Santa Anita includes, obviously, all 9 races at Santa Anita and the last 6 races, all stakes races at Churchill Downs, audio included, best bets at Santa Anita, a late pick 4 from Golden Gate also. And as far as Saratoga or Belmont at Saratoga next week, I'll cover all 4 days. We'll do the full card on Belmont Day. So we'll have coverage every day for the meet, but we'll mainly zero in on Belmont Day with a full card with audio. And with this little break on top of all the great horses, I think we're going to see outstanding racing there for this 4-day festival.
BetOnBruce.com. Thank you, Bruce. Good luck today. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, let's take our next time out, and when we come back, we'll be talking with John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Stick Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, we did mention we will be out at the Derby Room doing our live broadcast there next Saturday. OC Tavern, of course, open right now and ready to serve their clients. And we will get out the times, John, because there's going to be an early opening next Saturday. So you're going to host for Mike tomorrow. You'll try to get those times out. And if not, we're going to tweet those out throughout the week, right?
Exactly. I just want to confirm on the Friday openings with Belmont. I don't know what first post time is next Friday at Belmont, but if it's early, I'm assuming our affiliates here with the satellites will be open early as well. So once we finalize all those times, we will get them out. If I can have them in time for tomorrow morning's show, we'll do it.
Okay. And how about a word from DK Horse?
Well, if you want to play the Belmont by your phone, best way to do it, go ahead and go to the DK Horse app, and you can saddle up for action. It's an affiliate of DraftKings. New customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $250 when they opt in with the code TBLA for Thoroughbred LA. So opt in, use the code, and be ready to play by next Friday and Saturday on that Belmont Festival at Saratoga.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Looks like you guys have beautiful conditions today at Aqueduct. From what I saw on the weather report, a perfect day and perfect weather. But you had some craziness last Monday over there at Aqueduct, starting out with the first race of the day, I think, was run at the wrong distance.
Well, it was a two-year-old event, and they were all first-time starters. It was run at 5 furlongs as opposed to 5.5 furlongs. But where was everybody? The owners didn't notice. The trainers didn't notice. Nobody noticed. Again, not that it made a big deal. They were all first-time starters, but still, it's got to count for something. And I think Barilio Baez, or one of the stewards, is going to be in trouble for this. But let's see what happens.
He's been in hot water for quite a number of times, John, as I recall. There's also a crazy rule there that the pick six carryover money is removed from the pool after the sequence starts and races come off the turf. And I think that was the situation as well. If I'm not mistaken, John, that carryover money is moving to the first day of the Saratoga Festival. Is that correct?
What happened was the rains came after the pick six started, and they were forced to take races off the grass. So they figured they tried to do the right thing and be fair to everybody, and they left that money in the pool, and they carried the carryover to opening day out at Saratoga because that was the last day of racing at, you know, at Aqueduct. So, again, it was a bad situation. They tried to do the best they could under the circumstances and make everybody happy. I think it pissed off more people, to be honest with you. Then it made happy. I think Santa Anita actually had a similar situation a few months ago, if you remember, where I think they seeded a pool or something after they took races off the grass. It was a whole mess. So, you know, it's just things you have to deal with. And
there's a little juice in the pool to start that Saratoga meet, although probably not the right way. John Lindo, how about getting the first of John's plays today?
Well, yeah, we have no Aqueduct racing this week. They're dark while we wait for the Saratoga meet to start. So, John Hardoon, what tracks did you do this week, and what do you want to do for your first radio play?
We have Churchill, we have Gulfstream, we have Santa Anita for today. But I'm going to actually go to Monmouth Park and give everybody a play today in the ninth race. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf, and I like the number 5 horse in here, Bramble Blaze. Mike Guinea sends out this 4-year-old gelding who's run well in the past at Monmouth. He actually has a win over this turf course. I love the rider switch today to Joe Bravo. You're getting 5-1 on the morning line. Number 9, Bramble Blaze, wins today's 9th race out at Monmouth Park.
And, John, last week for Santa Anita, you gave us Irish Wahini at 580. So where do you want to go for your second play?
Let's go to Churchill, look at race 11. It's the Audubon Stakes. It's for 3-year-old colts. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Cameo Performance. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Brendan Walsh barn. One start in this country, and he ran a super figure that day. Takes his horse out of a maiden race and throws him right into a stake race. Certainly a positive sign. Tyler Gaffleone for Brendan Walsh. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 3, Cameo Performance, wins today's 11th race out of Churchill Downs.
Well, John, you're going to have a 4-day homestand coming up with the Thursday through Sunday cards at Saratoga. I know you're going to have full coverage there with the rags and sheets. So tell us a little about that and also what's available today at johnhardoon.com.
Well, today we have Churchill, we have Santa Anita, and we have Gulfstream Selections. Yes, of course, we'll be up for the Belmont at Saratoga. I can tell you the town is already hopping. It's getting crazy. Hopefully the weather stays good because there's actually a 50% chance of rain on each of the days. You know, showers, you can always get showers in Saratoga. But the good news is it could be raining on one side of the street and not the other. So just because there's going to be rain, it doesn't mean it's going to hit Saratoga. But it would be a disaster if it did. They have a bunch of turf races and really 4 days of great, great racing.
JohnHardoon.com, the rags and sheets. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, stay safe and be well. Thank you.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com and one of our handicappers, of course, along with all of our guys at today's RacingDigest.com. Bob Mazursky has the day off, but he did give us a winner last week and Stop Digging at 7:20. Toby Callett, what are the conditions in Florida today?
So far, so good. 85 degrees. There's a little breeze. Believe it or not, the humidity abated a bit yesterday, and through the weekend, it looks like not only will it be similar conditions, but I think we'll get through yet another week with plenty of turf racing.
Well, that's good news because, you know, we've got the coast-to-coast. We've got turf racing there. One of the races is a turf race at Gulfstream Park. And Toby, one of our guys that we're used to seeing out here, Kent DeSormo, came down and rode yesterday and this weekend at Gulfstream. And first of all, what'd you think and what's your reaction? I get the hunch he may end up staying down there. His business is very slow in California right now.
Yeah, his business is all but dried up. He mentioned in an interview something about having some business to tend to with the stewards out there. I don't know what that concerns. I'd have to think, you know, the colony here, you sent me a heads up that he was headed this way, and I mentioned the one horse that he was riding was pretty live, and, I mean, he rode that horse like Eddie Arcaro. So, all things being equal, this would be a good colony for him. It's a lot softer, and, if he does ride belly down, even a glimpse of the old days, he would fit in this colony. There's some good solid riders here. Don't misunderstand me. There's guys here that do just fine, and I have no problems betting on. But if he were to get live mounts, and especially on the grass, which I believe is his forte or was his forte in his heyday, I think he'd be all right. So any fresh face is good, whether it's humans or the equine species. I like that. I like fresh faces. That's the beauty of two-year-old racing, and of course, this year they're staying on the turf, at least they're scheduled to do that. And the racing has already picked up a whole lot over the previous 2 years.
Well, that's good news to hear Kent was on his belly. Maybe the change of location will do him some good. From what we saw out here for the last few months, he just really hasn't been the same Kent DeSormo, hasn't been getting run out of horses. So maybe a fresh start in Florida will be good for him. John Lindo, what do you have for Toby?
Well, before I get a play from Toby, just, one mention too, Bob, is that Kent's main man, Bob Hess Jr., has some horses down at Gulfstream Park, so that would probably help him get going down there as well. So I would look for that combination if he does go down to Florida. As far as today, it's a good wagering card at Gulfstream Park. And Toby, I need a little help. How about a radio play from Gulfstream for us today?
Well, that's no problem. I know you guys have races 10 and 11, part of that coast to coast. The 11th race is on my sheet. But the 10th race is the feature. It's the $95,000 game face. And in here we have a fresh face, speaking of faces and fresh faces. Number 6, Hull and Ice, was a private purchase out of Oaklawn by Saffy Joseph and some of his favorite owners. These guys love to get fresh horses. Hull and Ice fits in here perfectly with her speed. Edgar Zayas takes the call for Saffy Joseph. That's a long-standing and tremendous trainer-jock combo. They're going to have to beat her to the wire. Behind her, we're looking at the 1, Marshmallow Queen, the 7, Star of Saturn, and the 4, Chi-Chi. 6174, slam the door in today's 10th at Gulfstream Park.
Now, Toby, will you be covering any of that Saratoga Festival up there with your sheet?
I'll handicap the Belmont Stakes itself, but no full card coverage. No, that's out of my wheelhouse.
Toby's all Gulfstream all the time at TobyCallett.com. Good luck today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Toby Callett. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we would love for you to come out to Santa Anita Park this weekend as we will feature three big stakes races. Today we have the Grade 3 Honeymoon Stakes and the big Grade 2 Triple Bend Stakes. Tomorrow, we will feature the $100,000 Desert Stormer. Great special events are lined up as well this weekend, like the Dragon Boat Festival today and tomorrow. Join us in the infield for cultural food stands, stage performances, Chinese costumes, and dragon boat races. Those races are run on land, and they are extremely fun to watch. Next week, we will host the Wine, Place, and Show event, curated by Smorgasbord Los Angeles, and the ever-popular Fiesta de Santa Anita. You can see all the great entertainment on tap over at santanita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until June 16th. The top jockeys, the top trainers, fun dragon boat racing, and world-class horse racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo with a $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $286,000 on May 19th. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita to Gulfstream Park and Churchill to the top New York tracks. Make your plans now for a great running of the Belmont Stakes. You can reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart's Sports Bar with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And, John, with the big week of racing coming up and the festival at Saratoga, Belmont on Saturday, you need the DRF products. And I got to say, John, a tool that I've been using, Formulator, I've added it to my handicapping arsenal. I don't know how I got along this many years without using Formulator. It's a great tool. So, John, how about a word from DRF?
Well, I'm a fan of Formulator as well. I use it every day in the handicapping. And if listeners out there, you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances with one of the best in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. You can go to DRF.com and give them a try.
Let's bring in Michael Rona, who had a busy last Sunday night of calling the Ed Burke Million Futurity Trials. And John Lindo, you watched them much more closely than I did, so I'm going to let you and Michael kind of hash out what you saw last weekend. John Lindo, jump right in with Michael.
Well, Michael, first of all, before we talk about the horses themselves, and I think it's an excellent field of two-year-olds that made the finals of the Ed Burke, but let's talk a little bit about the handle. I was really impressed with the pool sizes all night. I was playing throughout the night, and I tell you, you guys posted some big numbers last Saturday night as far as wagering handle.
Yes, it was tremendous. John, good morning to you and Bob. Last Sunday's early pick four pool was a season high, $241,000. And overall, across the 12 races, it was a record handle for Ed Burke Trials Night and the second highest handle in track history, not including the COVID period of 2020 when Losail was an oasis for deprived horse players.
That's true, and we need those oasis when they're available. Let's talk about the horses themselves. Just a really, really good set of horses made the finals. I thought, for the most part, the racing was pretty trouble-free, so I think you got a really representative group of finalists.
Yes, and a good blend also of horses who came through the kindergarten futurity and horses who had debuted subsequent to those trials. The fastest qualifier was Up to Party, one of five trial winners trained by Monte Rosa, who has four qualifiers to the final. Up to Party, who cost only $12,000 at last year's Los Alamitos equine sale, is out of the Golden State Million Futurity winner, The Party's on Fire, registered the fastest qualifying time. Norco, the horse we spoke of last week, who impressed us, John, so much on debut, was the second fastest qualifier. He, again, was spectacular in registering a clear-cut debut. Devil's Tower for Juan Alaman, Big Hurt for Jose Flores were both impressive debut winners who came back big in the trials last week and made it into the final. From the kindergarten itself, My Bud, who was runner-up in the kindergarten futurity, qualified. So did Fear and Fridays, who was the fastest qualifier to the kindergarten futurity and beaten favorite. So there's a really good blend of top two-year-olds that are going to be chasing a purse of a little over $1 million in 2 weeks from tomorrow on Father's Day.
Good stuff, Michael, and we got a couple minutes left, so we want to talk about what's happening tonight, get a post time from you, any kind of feature race you might want to talk about, and of course, we need your selection.
Well, we kick off at 6:05, 5:35 tomorrow, nine races both nights this weekend, and tonight's program features a Brittle Lowance group of three-year-old fillies in race nine, the finale at 300 yards. Five of the six exit the La Pacifica Stakes on Kentucky Derby night. The other runner was in an allowance race on the same night, so they all have identical recency, and a couple of the key protagonists also have identical post positions. Angel Soul was the beaten favorite in the La Pacifica from the outside post, and again will break from the outside. Ed Burghardt has her a fractional morning line favorite at 9-5. Behind the rail filly in the mode at 2-1. In the mode, Hadgate won in the La Pacifica when missing by a neck, and again breaks from the inside coming into tonight's race. I'm actually going to stick with this field for the radio play, and I'm going to the longest shot in the field, number five, Trending Right, who does have a favorable post position switch, won from the inside in the La Pacifica and gets to one from the outside in this allowance race tonight. And she was within a half length of the lead in the second half of the La Pacifica before gradually running out of room. She got squeezed out, snatched up before the finish line, but she was not going to be far off the winner. Angel Soul, for example, who's 9-5 tonight, was beaten 3/4 of a length. Trending Right was only a half length behind her with a fair bit of trouble. Armando Cervantes doesn't ride often for the Scott Willoughby barn, but he's back aboard, and he's been the winning rider for her two career starts. I think she's got a look. She's got a chance. In a pretty evenly matched group of three-year-old fillies, I think she's more like about a 5-1 shot. I'll take the 8-1 if it lasts for Trending Right, number five in the ninth.
Thank you, Michael. Let's get it home. Thanks to Jake Rush, John Lindo for Mike Wilma. Tomorrow, stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thanks for listening.
Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always